June the 3rd, 2020. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salam alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this first hour, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. And from 8 to 9, our beloved sister Michelle Muhammad will be discussing Cook, Love, Live, Healthy.com. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.com archives and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. So we will open with a short dua and then we will begin where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Ramadan session topic, man and the universe as mates created for each other, its timeless relevancy. Lecturer, Imam W.D. Muhammad. So the balanced community. The balanced community, now I have to make some notes as I go. To the Satan had a plan, didn't he? Now, when you read in the Quran where it says, and they planned and Allah planned, and Allah is the best of planners, don't just hear that and say, that's right. And you are thinking in a little focus, a little small, unimportant situation. No. When you read that, be aware of the greatest deceiver, Satan himself, the Satan, and that he is the one who started everybody else to planning in a way to make trouble. And Allah is the best of planners. It means Allah is going to overcome Satan's plan. And when he overcomes Satan's plan, the rest of them are done away with automatically. Mr. Farad, I'm sure, lacked his courage and great wit. He said, can the devil fool a Muslim? Answer, not nowadays. That day just arrived. Those days he was foreseen, they have arrived. Most of what we perceive has been influenced by the Satan himself. Here is the big problem. Our perception of the universe has been changed. What we perceive is mostly influenced by the Satan himself, even the way we read scripture. For after all, this was a man that God himself created and that God himself communicated to. And the Satan is talking to him to change his perception. So he is even influencing him so that when he hears the word of God, Satan says, oh no, he didn't mean it that way. You should know how God meant that so you can be free to do great things and raise up even with the God. Now, we know all of them are false except one. Again, I like Mr. Farad's wit. He told the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, God means power and force. Now, we know that it is not correct. God is much more than power and force, but that is what he wanted the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to say. Then he told or led the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to believe that the black man is the God. I guess that is what he was doing. He was checking that black man by giving him a definition, for the God in the new language of W.D. Farad in the Nation of Islam, hinting. So So the God I'm giving you is not the Most High, not the perfect, pure, and just one. The God I'm giving you is power and force. Yes, that is what I'm doing, and that is my nature. Ever since I was a boy, that was my nature. Not to preach so much, but to teach. Quran, Bible, designed to help man on all levels. Along with his strategy, his words grows. The more he progresses his plan and strategy, the more his world develops and grows. Now, the Bible says this, to save a lot of time, I'm not going to go and quote everything. You will get it later, inshallah. To save a lot of time, I'm just going straight to the point. But I am telling you, the Bible and the Quran, both books have it. If it is a major issue, it is in both books. So Bible is a book of knowledge to achieve world dominance. So the Bible is designed to serve mankind on all levels, just as the Quran is designed to serve mankind on all levels. The people who are uneducated, the Quran and the Bible is designed to serve them. You read them, they serve you. You do not have to be educated. But the more your intelligence is developed and informed correctly, the more you get out of these books. That's natural. So what am I giving you now? You should write it, my students. Please. The Bible is a book of knowledge for educating the brightest minds and the most ambitious souls in the knowledge of how to achieve a dominance in the world or on this earth. That is what it is all about. I'm sure most of you know what a dominance is. Satan is a mindset. A dominance means you are in position to control everything. Everything is under your authority. Now, who wants that? Satan, Shaitan. He is the number one villain, the number one criminal. He wants that more than anybody, more than anything. He wants that more than anything. I don't think of him as a person. He is no person. He is a mindset. And he can be communicated to any person. And that person who accepts that communication and starts to live by it and under it, that person becomes Shaitan. So now that this has been done, you can look in the Genesis or in the garden only for Satan, Shaitan. No, you have to look in the whole world because that is what he inspired to do, get the whole world. And you have to look at the highest place. That means you have to also look firstly in religion because that is where he started. He started to change the way God wanted us to see and perceive religion. Now, would you believe people who perceive themselves to be angels, beings, humans, that perceive themselves to be angels, held high in this thing, that they work to keep it hidden so they could get the benefit because they have knowledge of what is going on, so they could get the benefits of the existence of this thing and its rule over the life of the people for themselves. And they are not really Satans. Man fell from his noble position to material interests. Now remember, who was leading the angels before God interrupted it? It was Iblis, a jinn, who had transformed himself an angel and was leading the angels in heaven. I'm giving you Quran, the word of God. And he caused a disruption in the heavens. And the man that God was making in the heaven had to be rejected and sent down to earth. Now, don't think of the sky up there and coming down here. No. Think of a high principle, high and decent, aspirations, pure intentions, etc. Think of that excellence of the soul, and now there has come an interruption, a disruption in that heaven that I just explained to you. A disruption in the heaven that made man fall from his noble position to material interests. That's coming down to earth. Two material interests. And the Satan seduced him and brought him to fall. And the Satan was also in the garden. He was there as the leader of the angels. And God cast him down, rejected him, all of them, plus the man and his mates who was affected, had to be cast down. And they were cast down. Let's go back to perception. The problem is in your five senses and your deeds. So when the Satan confused their perception and had them by his perception of reality, that is what started everything. That is what brought them all to fall. And the word from our prophet communicated to our prophet by the Lord, creator of the heavens and the earth, is Kubad. Gets you down into the earth. Kubad. Or Kubad means all together. But it suggests like a tryst. So when the problem in your five senses and in your deeds, because this hand has five fingers, and this is what I act with. And it starts with high deeds, not welding like I used to do. It starts with writing. The hand that writes is over the welder in the establishment of the world. That is what I am talking about. The welder is small. He is way down here. So it starts with writing. That is where the problem starts. Your five senses and your hand that writes. And as Allah says in the Quran, they write it and say, this is from God. Okay, you want a dominance? Get down into the material earth. And it is going eventually to bury you, you greedy Satan. So to get man to go wrong, the Satan in the beginning of the Genesis invites him to look at the material world and see how great he can become if he thinks freely and not be hindered in his thinking by his fear of God. Look at the possibilities that you have, man, to explore this material world and become very powerful, very productive, and live forever. I'm giving you a wisdom, and your rule will be everlasting. It will not be for just one season. I'm going to give you an idea for a rule that will survive all seasons. That's what he suggested to Adam. That means to us, to people back then, and now for us all times. Okay. I think this is enough for that scene. You see, we are going from scene to scene now. We are on the dominant. I didn't forget the topic now. The topic is where we are going, Ummatan Wasata, the balanced community. In the Bible, there's language for educating the special and ambitious intellect on how to establish a dominance is given in many places in Scripture. But I'm going to share this with you. In the Bible, the difficulty that a certain element amongst the Jews were having. Mind you how I put that, a certain element amongst the Jews. Never think that Jews are a bad people. Jews are a good people. But they have been misguided themselves by an element amongst them. They have become loyal to an element that they do not know is the devil himself, Satan himself. I was happy to learn here recently that the world Jewry, world Jews, do not accept Zionism. They don't accept it, and they condemn Israel. taking the position that God gave them the land, that land. Now, this is what world jewelry. It is on the web. You can find it on the web. You students who are serious about following my method or my school, you should get on the web and find it and see what they are saying. They say that there is no support for the establishment of Israel in the Torah. And they say that there is no support for Zionism in the Torah. That's the majority of the Jews. Quran never condemned all Jews and Christians. And the Quran never condemned all Jews. The Quran says most of them. The Quran does not condemn all Christians. Allah in the Quran says most of them. And we know that to be real right now. But Allah says that there is a party amongst them who believe in God and believe in promoting fair dealings amongst the people. And he said, let there be of you a party, a group, doing the same, the exact same thing. That Allah, with his words, credits the Jews and the Christians for having a special group amongst them who are committed and loyal to obedience to God and establish the right way for man on this planet Earth, Jews and Christians. Then he tells us, you be a people. He said, the same, believing in God and promoting fair dealings amongst the people. Islahen benanes. Islahen benanes. That's the Quranic word in Arabic. So your mother was a Hittite, your father an Amorite. So we haven't changed the scene. The scene is still on dominance, achieving the dominance. So this reference in the Bible that I want to share with you that I saw, God bless me to see, is about the crooked plan that the bad elements amongst the Jews wanted to advance. Give this to the world because it is in the Bible. The Bible is not for Jews. The Bible is for all people who want to follow it. It is given to the world, and it is so clever. Most of us will never get it. Only God's mercy will help us get it. These are the Jews now talking to the Jews to make the Jews aware of their heritage in the best and the most powerful way. It says of the Jews, your mother was a Hittite, your father an Amorite. Now I want to caution you, when you research what I'm giving you, I'm sure that there is no source to give you all that I gave you. You can't find anything outside there that will give you all that I gave you. God has blessed me. Special insight. I'm not exaggerating. And I want no attention for myself. Amorites is really a play on Abraham. Hittites were a people who were mighty. They were very powerful materially. And obviously, if they were very powerful materially, they had great science, great wisdom. But what we should know most importantly about them is that they were all about achieving a dominance, defeating all other nations, the Hittites. They became very mighty, very powerful. And the Amorite is a play on, really, on Abraham. The Amorites were a people who were compassionate, loving, caring about the individual person in society, and trying to bring their people of their era to be a family, people caring about each other, loving each other. The Amorites, you can hear a hint of the word amor, which in Spanish and Italian also means love. So the strategy is to have the leader be Hittite-like, and the community be Amorite-like. Can't you see that today, personally? Presently, pardon me. You have a Hittite and a people Amorite. Love, America, are supposed to be a people of love, but the rule may be Hittite. This is reality. Our prayer is the middle prayer. The balanced community, do not forget what the topic is. The balanced community, Ummatin Wasata. And there is a prayer that is called by that term also, the midday prayer. And the same word is given for it, Salatu Wasata. That is the Asa prayer. Some think it is the noon prayer, but it is the As prayer. Asa prayer, because Asa means difficulty. So when you are going downhill, that is the most dangerous part of the mission, to go up the mountain and now come down. Going up is not as dangerous as coming back down, because your tendency is to forget and you will end up tumbling, falling down, and being killed. You still have to be very cautious, especially if it is in a steep mountain. And also refers to an incline that is steep, very difficult. And that's the trial of this word. When you go facing the trial of this world, it is very difficult. So you are trying to make your life comfortable, right? That is going down to where ease will be found. After the incline, it is a dangerous and difficult. The temptation is to maybe make some maneuver that would not be too nice. You might say, Brother Shabbat, you go down ahead of me. And if you see him flip and fall, you know to walk around the area. So the temptation is to do something crooked too, sometimes. So you need to keep the balance that Allah wants for us. Swastika, a sign for Hitler, of the axis of the universe. What does Allah say concerning those who have a desire for a dominance, he says, and who wants to corrupt or to have a dominance, he denies it. I mean, you might achieve it, but it is not approved by God. That means eventually he is going to bring you to judgment and take it away from you. So we want that to be clear before we go further with this. Now, the Hittites, their sign is like the swastika for Hitler and his followers. And what is that Swiss swastika? It is a cross. So that Hittite cross was like a letter Z, and they wanted to achieve a dominant axis in another cross. So you hear the president of those in the government now, when they are addressing terrorism and problems with the Islamic terrorists or the Muslim terrorists, you hear the you hear them speak of the axis of evil. It is not the first time that they use that language, but now trouble for them in the world is bringing them back to use that language. What is an axe? Another cross. So what is this cross? I have committed, commented, on the cross before. But now I'm giving you some more comments on the cross. The cross is a symbol of universality, just as the Hittite sign was a sign of the axis of the universe, the earth, number one. So their sign was that we identify with all that you can perceive with your eyes and senses, and we are going to conquer it in your mind and dominate the world. That's the Hittite aspiration. And that is what they sought to achieve. And they did achieve a mighty government, a mighty people, a mighty nation. and sciences and all. Rab is the one who evolves mankind. So because a nation is advanced in science, that does not mean it has to be right. That small element is what all of us are suffering from. And that is what all of us have to make struggles, jihad, against. But you can't go directly at them. As I said, it is an ideology, and whoever is behind the ideology comes under that mindset and become one of the devil. It is plainly given in Surah An-Nas, chapter 114 of the Holy Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kul anfu bin Rabbin Nas. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind. Lord of mankind means the one responsible for the advancement over a long history of the human beings in society. He is the one responsible for that, the Lord of mankind, who evolved you and brought you to your best development until you achieve the growth and the better condition that you have now. God is responsible for that. That is what Allah is saying when he says Lord. It is not the English word Lord. It is a Quranic word for Lord, Rab. So Rab comes from the word meaning to raise children, to take them from birth when they are delivered from the womb, and then raise them. Now man has nothing to do with caring for us. Well, science does. But it can happen without man and science. There are a few cases where we need the help of the hospital, clinic, science, and et cetera, for the mother who is pregnant. Most mothers, they know how to care for themselves while they are pregnant, and the baby is delivered and no man or human got into that work. So Allah created us in the womb, or in bodies of our mothers, he created us. He created and still creates us in the womb of our mother, in the body of our mother. But when the child comes out, it has to be cared for because it can't manage for itself. It is totally dependent, right? So we take credit for raising the child, saying, I did my best. And sometimes your best is wonderful. And people say you have such a beautiful and wonderful children. Well, the same care and devotion that the mother has for her child, that God formed in her and delivered after 9 months. Normally, Allah has that for humanity, all people, for all of his dependents. And his dependents are all living. All of the life in creation are the dependents of God, Allah, the Creator. So Allah, when we say he is Lord, that is what we are saying, that I am responsible for you advancing on this earth. Without my help, you could not have done it. So he is Lord of all the world. And the word for worlds comes from a word meaning to know. It does not suggest material things. It suggests a process for perception, a process for the intellect, a process for knowledge. Don't we say worlds of science and the world of science? That is what Allah wants us to come to, understand. The common knowledge that we could not make the moon, the sun, the stars, galaxies out there. The common knowledge is what we should stop. But Allah wants us to come home to the bright light and that revelation to see that he is addressing the process of knowledge, science, and education in the life history of all humanity. That's without him, without an idea or a perception of a cause behind this universe. bringing it all to be, and seeking to know what it is, and finding its consistency, its unity in terms of the logic that holds all the universe, all matter together. If you had not arrived at that, you would not have been able to develop your science and progress as you have progressed on this planet Earth. How he, one God, creation, is one logic. So the arrival at the monotheistic idea of God is what made all of that possible. And you don't find any people, any of the nations, that didn't grow with that monotheistic idea ruling and dominating things now. It is only those who embrace that monotheistic idea that I explain to you that you should understand as Tawheed in its complete meaning and picture form. Wahid, that means oneness. The idea of oneness in Islam starts with one cause, or one factor bringing all of it about: God the Creator, planning, speaking. It starts with God the Creator. Then it goes to his creation, and then we accept and witness that his creation is one, consisting, logic, holding the whole thing together. Then we progress from that premise to mean life and say yes, that man is one life and should be one family and one community. Kana nasu ummatan wahidatan. Kana nasu ummatan wahidatan. All people were once one community in the beginning with Adam. If we perceive it, that means we were all subject to our nature. We all had the same makeup in our body and in our minds. It started with, we were once one people, and they did not differ until knowledge came to them, and then one boasted in his knowledge, in his little knowledge, that he was able to grasp, see, and understand, and they started separating. The black man, he didn't even see any knowledge. He was just affected by knowledge, and he started separating. Imam Muhammad, he brought us to the Quran and the Sunnah. In other words, his job is through, as far as I am concerned. His leadership, as far as I am concerned, is finished. He brought us to the Quran and the Sunnah. But now, brothers, I'm going my way. Well, that the way life is. So you have to accept it and keep striving, because if you take up too much time with that brother, he'll hold you back. Our time is too precious. We don't want to do nothing to him except say salam. We don't want to do anything to him except say salam. We don't even have the time to say as-salam. If you are confronted or happen to encounter the ignorant people, say to them, peace. You don't have time to say, as-salamu alaykum. No. Say, as-salam, and keep going. So on the cross now, it is a symbol or sign of universality. Universality is what? Universality in the pursuit of correct perception. Universality for the mind, the intellect, as wants to know and want to search and want to create and build university for the scientists. So universality for the thinker, the philosopher, for the scientists, universality for people who want to improve upon human society. You heard the expression, double cross? That is what Satan did to us. Allah made our nature to be the right balance. The prophet, peace be upon him, said, Kul ammatu Festi King, a Festi King, say, I have believed and thereafter be upright. So the balance for that created in our nature for us is upright. And actually, every human being evolves to stand up erect. And all you have to do is raise your arms on a level with your shoulders, you form a cross. So the cross also is a sign of the uprightness, the balance that Allah created us for. And obviously the Satan wanted to deprive man of that balance in his nature. It was lost when he refused God's plan for human beings. Because Satan was cast down and told to do what? Bite the dust. Crawl on your belly. That's where your problem is, in your stomach. So that's where the problem is, in your stomach. So what you're going after is going to pull you down upon your stomach, and you are going to have a crawl on your stomach. Your stomach will be your legs. Serpent skin is his means of transportation. And another thing strange about that creature called serpent, he has no legs, and he moves so spookily around on the ground. He will spook you up. He just moves so easily and swiftly with no feet, no legs. His outer skin is also his arms for transporting him. Yes, I don't want to take up too much time with these things. I want to stay on the course, but that is food for thought. He is silent and he moves in a very spooky way. And if I don't care whether you are a tough man or not, woman, right away, they accept that they are afraid of snakes. But some of these macho brothers, they want to pretend they are not afraid of anything. But if you wake up at night or in the daytime, man, and you see one of those big snakes moving around, buddy, you are going to be frozen. Cross, a sign of the original state that Allah made the soul to be in. So the cross is a symbol of great advancement. The original state that Allah made the soul to be in, but it is also a symbol of great advancement in the world, that you have achieved balance. Now the ancient also designed the scales that you weigh things in to be a likeness, or a symbol for the ritual, or pardon me, for the natural balance that should be in human beings. They designed the scale with a vertical rod, like a little small pipe or bowl, and then they suspend it as a chain or rope from it, and two cups or two pieces to hold a weight. They still have those scales around, and you can find them somewhere. In fact, I don't think there is any scale older than that. It is the oldest of scales. So you know how much one weighs. Is that you have that is maybe 1 pound, 5 pounds, or a different pound weight. So you put the known pound weight pieces on one side, and then you put what the person is buying on the other side. So if they are buying navy beans, then you put enough navy beans on the other side to balance the weight. So once you balance it, then it is accurate. So if it was 1/4 pound or 2 pound pieces on the other side, then you balance it. You have 1/4 or 2 pounds of weight on the other side balanced. So that's the old scale. Adam is not flesh, but soul. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, in the Bible, It is a man after Adam. He is called the second Adam in Christian theology. And the Bible established that. It says that the genealogy of Jesus Christ, and it goes on to connect persons in his past who were supposed to be related to him or he descended from. It goes all the way back, meaning different persons in the history. And lastly, it says, and the Adam who was created by God, so his family, line of genealogy, goes back to Adam. And they take it back to Adam, to say that his father was Adam, and Adam was not born of male or female. Adam was created by God. Adam is soul. So therefore, if you understand, brothers, students, his father was not male because Adam is both male and female. And Adam is not flesh, meat. Adam is soul. So he created his genealogy back to Adam, and it says Adam was created by God, meaning that whatever happened in between his no real importance is in Jesus' life. It was not those in between who produced Jesus. It was the right, correct, perfect soul that produced Jesus, the soul that Allah himself created for all human beings. So Jesus is a symbol of the cross of balance. So here he is himself, a symbol himself of the cross, isn't he? In his perfectly balanced soul and nature. He is a cross, a universal symbol, a sign that communicates great insight. Then they took him and put him on a cross, and they fixed him on a cross so that he had no mobility. They stopped him from having any mobility. The cross that Allah puts us on is mobile. It is flexible. It can come out of the balance to do its work, while spiritually obeying the balance through physically the movement or out of balance. But they are coming from a spiritual that is still in the perfect balance. So his deeds are balanced, his works are just, honorable, because he is respected. The check on his nature, that is eternal. So he can perform all of these activities are formed from the core, that is formed from the balance. So the actions are good, the deeds are good, the works are good, everything is good that comes from him, because he's coming from his correct balance in nature. So you don't have to have a physical picture. Understand the spiritual picture. Now I know where I'm going. Be patient like I am. Jesus is also a sign of this great knowledge, this great science for achieving a dominance. So they made him a sign holding their secrets for achieving a dominance. That is why we don't accept the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. They neither killed him nor crucified him, but it was made to appear that way. People perceived that, but it didn't happen. That's how they perceived it, but it didn't happen. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. So we are talking about a balance now. It is said of Jesus Christ, because he had this upright nature, just as God gives it to the world in the first man, Adam. Before he was deceived, he is the model figure now, the sign to the world of how man is to achieve the perfect government or the perfect rule of mankind. And it says in these words, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Shoulders are balanced. The government shall be upon his shoulders. And he shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Yes. He will be able to conceal government, counsel government, pardon me, not talking about people only, mainly government. He will be able to counsel government, give them the best advice, help them solve their problems that are in the way of their progress, etc. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. So when we read in the Quran that God has given us a balanced community, that is an answer to that promise in the Bible, that the government shall be upon his shoulder. That is that wonderful community that Allah gives us in the Quran, Ummatan Wasata. So there is a hadith that says, goes like this. Jesus Christ is coming back, and he is coming back with a mighty sword. He's going to swing it, and it's going to be so big that he is going to swing it, and it is going to reach everybody on the planet Earth. And it's going to slay the wicked and break the cross. Break the cross. And Prophet Muhammad said, do not break the cross. That is what he told his followers. And when they would fight in a war, he cautioned them, don't destroy the sacred things of the Christians. And he said, according to the hadith, the report, do not break a cross. Break the cross means break the code and get the secret. Now, how do we understand this hadith? That certain religion groups in Islam make a big deal of. How are we to understand that the cross is going to be broken? He broke the code and got the secret. That is the way it is going to be broken. He break the code and bring out the secrets. So you are not going to the church and break those secret emblems and things they have in there. There is no Christ Jesus coming back with a sword long enough to go all over the planet Earth, slay the wicked, and break crosses and stuff like that. It was in my genetic life when I was a minister. Don't let me spook you up now. I am a rational man. So when I was a minister for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in Philadelphia, he had just sent me there. I wanted some flyers put out. I had not heard this hadith about the cross being broken, but I knew subsequently, I guess, that the cross was a problem, so I decided myself. I could always write and draw. I designed a cross and gave the brother and said, go and have leaflets put out like this. I designed a cross that was leaning, like the cross in the story about the black man who had compassion on Jesus. When they were taking him to the place, where they were going to crucify him on the cross, and they were making him carry his own big, heavy cross, big, heavy thing. And this black man in the crowd got so touched and pained by the suffering of Jesus, he ran out and got under the cross. That is the story. And he helped Jesus carry the cross to the place where they were going to crucify him on it. And at that time, I was not thinking of that, because it had been since then that I saw a movie where this black man came and he supported the cross so Jesus would not have to have too much of the burden on him. So I had it like that. The cross was leaning like it had fallen over. And I had it broken. So the vertical piece was broken, but still being held together by a little bit of the wood. But it was open at the angle like that. So there were jagged edges showing. It had been broken. I did that as a young minister. And now in this life of mine, over 70 years, oh, God has shown me the real cross, the real meaning of breaking a cross. Praise be to Allah. And the kingdom shall be upon his shoulders. Man wants to achieve the idol government, and he wants the government to be compatible with human creation or human nature. So the shade of a human as the balance, pardon me, the side of the human as a balance is communicating or broadcasting and knowledge that this government is going to be compatible with the natural urge in the human life. And it shall be supported by the natural design, by creation in the human life. So that is what we're going to support it. It is going to be balanced upon that. So when Allah says to us, it is the religion of origin for human life. It is Adam's design, the natural man's natural and design, nature and design. It is the religion of origin, the one upon which he patterned all human society. All human societies are patterned on this original pattern God put in the life of the individual person. Now, when we read our government's language, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. All men have the same creation as created by God. That's what it is saying, as created by God. We are all the same, equally equipped for what we have to do on this earth at birth. That's what it is saying. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and endowed by. Before it didn't say creator. They added that later, very recently. It just said endowed with certain inalienable rights. Among these rights that you can't take away, no government has the power to take these away. Liberty means the right to develop your mind. This comes with the human creation. Government has not the right or the power to take it away. And among these, life, liberty. Life means the right to live, to have a life. Liberty means the right to develop your mind and have progress for your life. And the pursuit of happiness is to own property. So this is how they interpreted it. This is how they established for that language to be interpreted in the Constitution of our United States. The judge and whosoever are going to be acting as authority with the Constitution, they ought to have that understanding. Fatira means he originated. Well, the same thing is said to us. Deen al-Fitra lati. Fatira nasiya alayha. The religion of the original nature, or the religion of the original design or pattern, the one upon which God formed all nations or all people. Originated, not just formed, but Fatira means originated. Fitra means the original pattern. Fitra means he originated, he found for the first time society upon that original pattern. That is the only way man has evolved. He has evolved upon the best of his nature. He has used his intelligence as it has been created or given to him in his original life by nature. And he has respected the best of that life, the excellence of his own life and developed worlds because of his respect for that design in his nature, the best design in his nature. Come back to that innocent, pure life. So that is how man formed this world, formed society. And we have signs and symbols of signs and wisdom in Jesus Christ and in the cross and the crucifixion. And we have clear language in Quran. So to have this beautiful world that our souls hunger for and search for, we have to be connected with the best of our creation, for our design as humans that Allah, our Creator, gives us. So we have to come back to that innocent, pure light that has no bad motive, no bad intentions. The world went wrong when Adam went wrong. In the Bible, it says that the father has to be brought back and connected to the children, and the children with the father, reconciled. If it is done, if it doesn't happen, the whole earth is going to be hit with a curse. So this is what the Bible says. Now, I don't know how a preacher would comment on that to his congregation. He might think that the father is God. He might say that the father is Jesus Christ, that we have to accept Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and God. He might say that, though he is the Son, not the Father. But it is simple, as plain as day. The world went wrong when Adam went wrong. And Adam is the universal type, representing the common life that God wants for all of us, that we take an interest in this creation. Because he changed Adam with being a caretaker, pardon me, he charged Adam with being a caretaker. There were no houses like we understand them. There were no buildings, streets, and cities like we understand them. So what was he to be a caretaker of? What was he being held responsible for? The natural environment. So he created man, firstly, he to be responsible in the natural environment, responsible to Creator in the natural environment. God says, whatever is in the sky, I made it to come down and yield its benefit to you. And whatever is in the earth, I made it to yield its benefit to you, all people. So that it is Adam that we have to be reconcile with. Salakallahu Badeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Murad Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, may God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for our beloved sister, Michelle Muhammad.
This is New Africa Excellence Enterprise, LLC, Mirage Speaks. I am Sister Michelle, and this is Cook Love, Live Healthy, where we offer you a wealth of information in reference to cooking healthy, loving healthy, and living healthy. I'd like to welcome you all to the show this evening. And as always, I thank my co-host, Elihu Bey, speaking on the tafsirs of Iman Warfdin Muhammad, as well as the commentary of the Holy Quran. And I welcome you. This is Cooking Healthy, Loving Healthy, and Living Healthy. And we offer you a wealth of information. Tonight, our subject is continuing in reference to our stress levels. We are in a very stressful time, and many of us are having a hard time adjusting. And so we are offering you much information in reference to how to release the stress. One of the exercises that we actually went over last week, and that was an actual massage, that many of us, we are at our computer all day, and this is for our children and our teenagers, of course, and we have our phones and our games, and we're always bending over, which is causing much lower back pain, neck pain, and actually headache as well. I have given you actually much information, and we want you to please get your pencils, your pens, or whatever it is that you are actually taking notes on to actually make the bullet points. It is very important that we all relate to how to release the stress. I am going to offer you, as I stated and I tweeted out today, and that is Sis Michelle, SISMICHELLE, the number 19, as well as Ask System, hashtag Ask System Michelle. And we are going to offer you the benefits of lavender oil, as well as most of the essential oils, as this is a follow-up from last week's show. And this is a way to release the stress. Also, stress, we have the three categories that we are relating to, and that is stress, the respiratory system, as well as the digestion tract. And for those who follow Sister Michelle, please go back and listen to the past episodes. That is New Africa Excellence Enterprise, LLC, Mirage Speaks. And you will, and that is every Wednesday, you will see Elihu Bey and Michelle Muhammad, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is the past episodes. We'll bring you up to date to where we are now. We do offer you a wealth of information. However, each subject is each stress, the respiratory system, as well as the digestive tract, is a subject in itself. We're going to tie it all in and allow you to understand how important it is to know. The breathing exercises that we gave you last week was very important for your respiratory system as well as relieving the stress, and even so much as the digestion tract. When your entire body is calm, then you're, of course, able to digest your food properly. And we know that when we are stressed out, then, of course, we have, many of us, we have convulsions or not an appetite at all. And so we actually went over the symptoms of you knowing when you are actually stressed out. And one of the symptoms is being depressed. So we have restlessness as well. And so we want to, many of us may not identify the word of stress as being a part of what's going on. However, stress, our stress levels, as well as our breathing exercise with our meditation and our digestive tract, is very important that we understand each. So tonight, make your bullet points, make your notes, and we're going to review as much information as we can. The lavender oil, I chose to speak in reference to the lavender oil as well as Tai Chi this evening. We spoke on breathing and the moving exercises. With our exercise that we did last week, was actually to relieve hunchback. As I stated, when you are hunched over, it does cause, especially with the neck bent down for hours or a long period of time, it could and will cause a headache. And so the more that you understand in reference to your anatomy and in reference to what's going on, I'm choosing stress. So we're going to write that down, S-T-R-E-S-S. That's our first word. And the second word is respiratory, R-E-S-P-I-R-T-O-R-Y. And then we have the digestive tract, of course, D-I-G-E-S-T-I-V-E, tract, T-R-A-C-T. Now, the reason why I spelled those words out this week is because I was looking at my email, and many people actually misspelled the word and were asking me exactly when they were looking it up, they wasn't able to find it. Now, the reason why they had it misspelled. So, again, let's take our time. Let's understand the mental, the physical, and the spiritual effects of just knowing how to bring your body, your mind, and your body, and your soul to a total calm. With the lavender oil, it has many benefits. Many feel like, okay, it's just a lovely smell. How many of us actually knew that it relieves depression and it helps the restlessness when many of us cannot sleep? And, of course, when we have anxiety, which comes from stress, hypertension, then just the inhale to breathe in the lavender oil will bring your body to a total calm. Also, to place the lavender oil, this is the pure 100% lavender oil on the temples, on the back of the head and the neck, on the ears, will also relieve pain as far as your headaches. So the more you know in reference to the lavender, the benefits of lavender oil, your eucalyptus oil, this is all of the essential oils, and I have gotten many questions in reference to what are the best essential oils to use when we are relieving stress. I'm going to just briefly go over this, and we're going to continue on. I mentioned the different ways to actually have an inhaler. If you do not have an actual humidifier, then we know the old-fashioned way to build the steam within the shower. That is the hot water, plugging it up, and the hot water with your lavender oil as well as the eucalyptus oil, and we are not mixing the oils. However, you do only want to use a couple of drops. Many people are using too much, and they are overwhelming themselves. This as well as with the toxins. When our cleaning products, we spoke in reference to this during the quarantine, that many of us became toxin and had to be rushed to the hospital because we were mixing too many formulations. So if the more... The best antidote, especially during this time, is to have the best information. So you want to take the notes. You want to research all of what you hear. Each individual is different. If you are someone who have more chronic respiratory issues, then, of course, you must reference your doctors and your practitioners as to what it is, or not to actually move too fast or to change your regimen. This is for those who do not have chronic diseases. If, in fact, we know you have asthma, many of us are very familiar with these breathing exercises, which is very, very important. It also helps with our vital signs when we are checking our high blood pressure, as well as the for those of us who have the diabetes, we are testing our blood. So we must also, this is another word that we're writing down, we must also know our vital signs, okay, before beginning any exercise, you must always know your vital signs. And therefore, we are having our little monitors. We're going to purchase a wristband or anything that we're going to be able to track our high, our blood pressure as well as our heart rate. Also, we want to take in consideration before trying any new regimen our age and our health issues. It is very important before starting anything of new, okay? Now, this evening, as long as with the Tai Chi, I had given you an exercise. It was basically homework last week, and that was to research Tai Chi. As a Chinese exercise, which I am saying of T as in Tom, A-I, the second word is C-H-I. This is an actual breathing exercise as well as a moving exercise. And this is important for the elderly, the young, and the middle age. It doesn't matter of your age, okay? We also wanted you to look into chair exercising. I do not want anyone, I'm slowing down, because I do not want anyone to just jump into any exercise. For example, do not just rush inside. You're going to do the breathing exercise. You're going to put the eucalyptus oil or the lavender oil, and I do not want you to put too much. It can overwhelm you. You will fall out. Okay? This is in reference to anything. We do not want to over-mix any formulation, that is the lavender oil or the eucalyptus. In reference to the Tai Chi and your movements, we do not want to jump up and just begin to exercise. We must, as we did last week, we must loosen our muscles. So this is safety measures. You must loosen the muscles before jumping into any exercise. And this doesn't matter your age, okay? You will find that those who are more athletic and they're going into the gym, what they are doing is they are loosening the muscles before actually going into any strenuous exercise. It is very important in order to relieve our stress levels that we know our bodies. Many of us went to Tai Chi, and I want to focus there. And I would like for you, if you're able to look it up and follow along, it is a Chinese exercise, and it is, and it has healing properties. I mentioned the meditations, the yoga, or just breathing, just being able to sit still for 30 seconds or for 5 minutes and just doing the proper breathing exercise. What this does is it brings your whole body, your mind, your body, and your soul to a total calm. This is the same as when we are releasing the stress. We must be able to bring our bodies to a total calm. We mentioned that some of us handle stress differently, and I know that we have the adrenaline that runs from having the anxiety and the stress, and actually can be used for good use. Many of us do our best work when our blood is flowing, and of course, when we are exercising, we want the when we are athletes, we want the adrenaline to flow. It seems that of course, it gives us more energy. And indeed it does. However, everyone handles stress differently. And so you must identify with how do you handle stress. Do not try to compare yourself with anyone else. And this is what many of us do. We are trying to keep up with the Joneses, or we are trying to keep up to par with what someone else is doing. And in fact, your body is not equipped or healthy enough to do so. And so when we are exercising, We first want to loosen our muscles. And now we're going to study and read, and I'm sure most of you have already done this, and that is to understand the movements of breathing and the movement of the body to allow it to be a healing property. Many will ask the question, well, Sister Michelle, how do we know that it's actually working? Well, those who follow Sister Michelle, we have actually done this exercise many times. And it's a stress reliever, and of course we're related to the respiratory system. And we know that this COVID-19 and being quarantined, many of us have actually been building our immune system. And another, and by COVID-19 being that respiratory disease, then of course it is affecting the lungs. And so it is very important to clear the air, have fresh air, and also understand how important it is to actually move your body, get up off the couch, wherever you are. Do not sit at the computer all day or even for hours. You must get up and move the muscles. It is healthy for you as well as the children. It doesn't matter of the age. We must move. There are many of us that, of course, we find ourselves maybe we are overweight and we find that we are not exercising regular and not moving. There are so many of us who are sickly, and therefore we are not moving enough. This Tai Chi, T-A-I-C-H-I, two words, will allow you to sit in the chair and move the limbs. It is healthy for you. It is a healing property, is a stress reliever, and as well as it allows you to breathe properly, especially for those who have heart issues, if you have had any heart procedures, and it's for the circulation of the blood when you breathe properly. It's the same as I described when giving birth. It also relieves pain when you are able to breathe properly. When you are able to move the limb properly, many of us are in pain because we are stressed out and because we are not allowing ourselves to breathe, meaning that we are sitting still, we are overeating. This is when it affects the digestive tract. We are overeating and we find ourselves sickly. I often state of the book of How to Eat to Live by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I mentioned that everything affects the digestive system, your mental self, your physical self, and your spiritual self. Everything affects the your emotional self affects the digestive system. Let's start there. We know that we want to eat the right food. This is very important when we are relating to even a respiratory disease. And Dr. Sabe, I want to reference Dr. Sabe here when he mentioned the mucus that many of us build up, that the starch and the blood create the mucus in our system, which allows us to be prone to the diseases. It allows the diseases in our bodies to manifest. So we have to watch what we are eating is also causing pain in our body just from what we are eating. So the more that you know, the more information that you have. It's not just taking a pill. We must understand that what we are eating is making us sick and also causing pain in the body. So what we are doing here is we are looking at the mental self, our physical self, and our spiritual self, our emotional self, and we are focusing on our stress levels, our breathing, as well as the exercise and what we are eating. Just to say that there are many of us who have the arthritis and we have inflammation as well, and we do not quite understand, well, what is causing the pain? So what we're doing is we are reaching for pharmaceutical medication. And the pharmaceutical medication has side effects after side effects. So the more that we know and understand in reference to our natural healing properties, and this is for those who do not, of course, have the more serious illnesses and have been on medications for a long period of time. Again, we do not want you to change any regimen without referencing your doctors or your practitioners. Let's begin with the Tai Chi. It begins with the inhaling, of course, and exhaling. And many feel that, okay, well, how much is it to breathe in, Sister Michelle? Well, there's a lot. Many of us breathe too fast when we are exercising and when we are meditating. And many of us do not understand our bodies enough to allow the breath and the air to flow. So I want you, if you are with those that are on the line with me now, and myself, I want you to actually go along with me here just to allow you to take this exercise and to practice it even after. In our second half of our show, I want to give you a little bit more information, in-depth information. However, for the breathing exercise, I want you to close your eyes and stand straight wherever you are. Even if you are sitting down, you can sit down or you can stand up straight. And what we are doing is we are actually breathing. I just want you to feel your breath. I know many of us are stressed out and we're like, we don't have time. Well, that's the problem. Many of us don't take time. We're going to take at least 3 minutes, and I have spoken on this before, just to breathe. Many would say 30 seconds. Even that is beneficial to you. So we want to actually keep our arms to the side, and we want to inhale through our nose. And when you're holding it, when you exhale out, I want you to imagine the breath going to each organ of the body. So now what are you doing? You are inhaling. And we are breathing out through our mouth. However, we're going to let the breath come right all the way to our chest area. We're going to picture the breath to our chest area. And now we're going to inhale again. Now the breaths are going to move from the chest down to the gut. So I want you to now inhale. Remember, your breaths are lying right here in the chest. Imagine it here. And now you're going to exhale out, and now we're exhaling from the chest, and we're allowing those breaths to move to the gut. You're just letting it rest there. You have to control the breath to allow it to move through your body, through all of the organs, so that you will understand how the breathing and the movement would allow the healing properties. Now, we are inhaling, and remember, your breaths are being held now in the gut. So now it's going to come down to the hip area. So you're going to inhale, and when we exhale out, we are now going to imagine and breathe from the gut. Bring the breath down to the hip area. And if you are breathing correctly and actually following along, you will feel the sensation in the body. But many of us don't breathe properly. If you are breathing in through the mouth, you are breathing in properly. And it will not give you enough air to actually move through the body. So we want to inhale through our nose. And exhale from the mouth. It would allow you. It's the same as when one is singing. It gives them more air to breathe, to burst it out. Okay, do you feel the sensation? You should. Mm-hmm. And now from this area, we are going to inhale. But remember, this, I'm going over this exercise with you because I really want you to put into practice. And I will have a YouTube video which I'll actually demonstrate this to you. Now, this is what you will do when you are practicing the Tai Chi and the moving. So now we're inhaling through the nose, and remember the breaths are now in the hip area. So from the hip area, you now want it to go to your thighs. And many of us, we, depending on your illnesses, you might want it to go to the more private area, or we're going to go right now to, yes, we're going to go now here to the thighs. Why? Because I want you to understand the breath and how they flow through the body and that you can actually heal just from breathing exercises and the Tai Chi. It is a healing property. I know many of you have read this, and I, looking on the email, and I can see that many of you have also stated that you did this exercise and it worked. Okay, so now we're going to continue that breathing exercise on down to our knees. Many of us have issues with our knees. And now, again, we're going to inhale. And remember, now, if you didn't bring the breath from the chest, you're just going to push them all the way down to the knee now. Imagine. I want you to push. Your mind is powerful. And I want you to push the air down to the knee. You're sitting down. You do not necessarily have to stand. Okay, very important. Please do not try to overwork yourself and move too fast. And please breathe at your own pace. You cannot breathe. Some of us breathe very fast, and we're going in and out. And this is not the proper way. Okay, you could become hyperventilated, and you can fall out. So what we want to do is take the breath very slowly in and inhale, and let's let the breath go to our knees. I'm going to go a little fast here because, again, we're going to inhale and let it come to the calf. We're inhaling again, and now the breaths are coming all the way down to the feet. And you should feel the sensation through your whole body now. And that was just, what, a three-minute exercise. We have 3 minutes for ourselves. It's 5 minutes when we make a prayer. It's 3 minutes. Some of us can make a three-minute prayer. It's the same as when you are meditating. You are allowing your body to come to a total calm. You, most of us are closing our eyes, and we are breathing and meditating. It's the same, okay? When many of us, we fast and we pray. We are cleansing our system, and we are focusing, and we are breathing and bringing our bodies to a total calm. So we really have to understand this. Our anatomy enough to know that we do not always have to reach for a pill, pharmaceutical medications. And yes, many of us are stressed out, and I hope that we take time off the computers for our children as well as everyone in our household. We want to cut off all of the TVs, all of the programs, all of the games, and we actually want to take that 30 minutes of total peace in the home. That alone will release the stress. Also, with the breathing exercise of the lavender oil as well as the eucalyptus oil, this is natural. You do not have to do any extra movements when you are just sitting in the bathroom having, or with the steam. You're lavender oil, eucalyptus, or you have your humidifiers, and the old-fashioned way, many of us will have our pots on the stove. We are having our steam. Now, we do not recommend any pots for young children. Let's do the old-fashioned way in the bathroom with the hot shower. Please do not put your child over a pot and the stove and hot water. Not even anyone who's not stable and able to stand. You are not leaning over any pots over the stove. Okay, so again, let's consider our health issues, let's consider our age, and let's consider our physical health. It's very important. So we're making these bullet points, and remember, each individual is different. Now, all of this applies the same as when we have our cleaning products. We have to be careful of the breathing, inhaling the toxins as well. So again, let's not breathe too fast, let's not put too much of the essential oils, and let's just be mindful of our stress levels, taking 30 minutes a day to totally relax ourselves and total calm over the house, as well as at least 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, to just do the exercise that I have just given you. Please look up Tai Chi. Therefore, you will begin to see the hand movement. You are moving all of the joints in your body. It does not matter. It is key. It is healing properties to move all of the joints in your body every day. We cannot be stagnant on the couch. We cannot, just because we are not working, we cannot stay over the computers for hours. We must get up at least 30 minutes. Every 30 minutes and move and exercise, and we must go out, get fresh air. The COVID-19 is not airborne, and around your home, amongst your family, you can step outside and you must breathe in fresh air. It is key. Oxygen is the energy of life. You want to write that down. Oxygen is the energy of life. And when we are not taking our proper breathing exercise, it does affect our mental self, our physical self, as well as our spiritual, emotional self. It will make you stressed when you do not take time to relax. You will be, we are stressed out. And many of us, we have the aches and pains and we have the headaches because we are stressed out. Again, let's be mindful of our stress levels. And we know that the symptoms of stress we have, of course, we have the swelling, restlessness. It is depression. This is when you know that you are stressed out, okay? There are many of us, of course, who hyperventilate. You know, like I stated, many of us handle stress in different ways. We take the adrenaline and we use that energy to make us better. This is for those who are athletic. So, again, let's do our homework and do not just jump into any exercise that you might hear. You always must research and see what is best for you as an individual. At any time, you will see that Tai Chi is an ancient meditation, and therefore this is for every age, and it does apply to regardless of your health issues, unless, of course, you have a physical issues and you are not able to actually lift the arms and do the actual movement. You can sit and you still can find a way, and this will show you the sitting exercise of Tai Chi on the YouTube, and therefore there's a way that many of us cannot reach our arms up but so high. However, please know what is best for you. You must move your limbs every day. It's not just walking from one room to the next. You must breathe, you must have fresh air, and you must release the stress. It is a healing property. We are making ourselves sick because we are stressed out. Prayer relieves stress. Let's remember all of what we know. And again, what we are eating also has an effect, of course, we know, on our digestive tract, and it also is causing headaches, as well as when we eat the greasy foods and we are eating the high fructose corn syrup, the sugar. There are many things that are causing us, of course, the caffeine, So we want to eliminate these certain things from our diet. If you are a person, of course, who have the arthritis, look into the foods that you should not eat that would also relieve the pain from your body. Some will say, well, Sister Michelle, I did the exercise. I'm reading the email here. They're saying that they did the exercise and it actually did not work. Well, I know that this person actually has arthritis, and therefore, if it did not work, then we know, of course, you have more chronic issues. And it's not just on the exercising and the breathing, then it is at this time related to what you are eating. Okay? Everything affects the digestive system. Let's first adjust our diet, and then we're going to reduce our stress levels. And from this point, we're going to learn as much as we can in reference to respiratory diseases. And we are going to actually do our breathing exercises every day, even with while we are in quarantine and even when we are not. And this is a start. Okay? This is New Africa Excellence Enterprise, LLC, Mirage Speaks. And I am Sister Michelle. And this is Cook, Love, Live Healthy, where we offer you a wealth of information in reference to cooking healthy, living healthy, and loving healthy. I'd like to thank you all for continuing listening in. And I also would like to just to give those who feel that they are not stressed out, I want to actually give you some of the symptoms of those who are. And these are natural remedies and natural movements that is in everyday living. Every day we are moving, every day we are breathing, and every day we should be eating the proper foods. We can keep it very simple. Okay, and since we have been quarantined, many of us, of course, have discovered many things about ourselves. Now, these are the 10 symptoms of stress, and I'd like to thank you for continuing listening in. Now, I mentioned that stress is a normal and it's a natural reaction to life, many challenges. Many of us will become tense, and again, some of us will take that adrenaline and use it for the best. Now, when we are stressed out, some of us break out. We have the acne, as well as we have stomach cramps. I mentioned that restlessness, and we have the anxiety. We do not understand why are we. Can't relieve the anxiety. This comes from being stressed. Let's see here. Just one moment, please. Thank you. I just wanted to give you more detailed information here. Also, when we are stressed out, that there are panic attacks. I mentioned the headaches. Okay. The digestive tract, we are unable to eat for overall well-being when we are stressed out. These are some of the symptoms. We have to be very careful. We are more likely to have a stroke and a heart attack. We have very bizarre and recurring dreams. This is worry when we are stressed out. Okay, let's keep this in mind, what we are mentioning here. And some of us have, of course, we find ourselves with pain. Now, we said the tooth pain. However, you just have pain in your bodies all over. This is also coming from stress. We never relate the different pains to stress, and so what we do is we reach for medication. And this is the more knowledge that you have, you understand what is going on, so you're first going to actually relieve the stress through the meditation, the breathing exercises. You're going to actually have your essential oils, and now you're going to understand the respiratory system and the digestive tract. Also, when you are stressed out, you will have hair loss and the changes. This is for men as well. They will have the hair loss when you are stressed out. And I'm just going through here just a few. I mentioned the stomach aches, and you have the intestinal problems that will come along with the digestion tract. Of course, this is mostly in women. And it also relieves pain. The breathing exercise that I've given you relieves the pain. So I mentioned that our breathing through Tai Chi is a healing property. You will find that your muscles are twitching when you are stressed out. We, of course, we know that we are going back and forth. We have spasms. Many of these things we may not relate to stress. And when you, and as I stated before, when you find that your eyes are stressed out from over the computer, we must stop and close our eyes for at least 1 minute, which also will cause headaches. Okay? I feel that I've given you much information, a wealth of information, and I hope that many of us will go back and we will actually do our homework and research more in detail as to what is it that you, depending on yourself as an individual, what is it that you can do to relieve the stress, okay? And to relate the respiratory system as far as your breathing exercise and the digestive tract to allow you to understand the healing properties that are within yourself just through proper breathing, okay, and movement. In today's society, there are so much so much anxiety and hypertension, and many of us are fearful, and we have so many, we do not know exactly what to expect. However, let's keep in mind the Word of God and prayer. We cannot ever get away from the Word of God and prayer. It does not matter from what theology you might study, you must understand the time that we are living in, and the more that you read the Word of God, the more it will give you a better understanding, and therefore it also would relieve the anxiety, and then you will begin to gird up your loins and become stronger, not worried. So we're not worrying or becoming fearful during this time. We are relieving the stress and having as much information as we can, as that is the best antidote. Okay? I'd like to thank you all for listening to Sister Michelle this evening. And I want you to keep in mind all of what you have learned on this Blog Talk Radio. I want you to keep in mind all of what you have learned all of your life, for those who are older, of course. And you keep, therefore, you will know the time and you will understand the not only the negative side of this situation, but you will appreciate the more positive side of this time. And that alone will relieve the stress, the more knowledge that you have. And put yourself in the bosom of God. This also will relieve the stress and will allow you to feel secure. You will feel secure in the bosom of God and His righteousness. So many of us, we are caught up in sport and play, which causes stress. We are living an unhealthy lifestyle, which causes stress. And, of course, we have an unhealthy diet, which causes stress. Okay? Let's remember our essential oils. Let's do our breathing exercises. And let's try the Tai Chi for the different healing properties. And let's live right, do right, and think right. And this is from the book of How to Eat to Live by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And you always want to reference the book of How to Eat to Live, as well, books 1 and 2, as well as Dr. Sabi, who also mentions of how to eat to live and not to die. And one of the main points that both of these men make, and that is knowing and understanding the anatomy and the effect of food on our body as well as our everyday living. Okay? I'd like to thank you all for listening. I know that I'm coming off the air just a little early this evening. There was much information that I actually wanted to give you. However, my system is not coming up for me to give you a little bit more in-depth information, and therefore I'm going to go off the air at this time. I want to thank you all for listening, and let's remember that we are studying Tai Chi. I know I've said this word 1,000 times this evening. I'm saying it because I want you to go and research. Do your homework. Practice these exercises. You will have a great sense of relief. Inhaling through the nose and exhaling out of the mouth and allowing each breath to cover all of, to focus on all of the organs. Stop the breath and continue to inhale and exhale until you actually feel the breath to the, from your head and to the toe. Okay, and you please email Sister Michelle and let me know the sensations and just how much of a relief that you felt. And also for those who have chronic pain and issues, you will find that it is a great sense of well-being. Again, thank you for listening. Peace and blessings. This is Cook, Love, Live Healthy, and I am Sister Michelle.